Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
No coveting. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Exodus 20:17. This is the broadest prohibition of the Ten Commandments, spilling over to numerous portions of the Scripture. This commandment gives us three different views of covet. The initial commandment, Exodus 20:17, uses the Hebrew word chamad, which means to delight in. The repeated commandment, Deuteronomy 5:21, uses the word ava, which translates to wish for. And the applied commandment, Jeremiah 6:13, uses the word batza, which is to be greedy. There are two classic examples from which we can learn. In spite of the awesome evidence of the Red Sea crossing, water from the rock, and the manna from heaven, Israel was not satisfied with the Lord's provision. Numbers 11, 7-15. They fell a-lusting, ava, for the old delicacies of Egypt. Numbers 11, 4-6. The Lord gave Israel its request for meat. Numbers 11, 16-31. But then sent a plague of judgment on the ungrateful nation. Numbers 11, 32-35. There is also the tragic example of Achan. Joshua 7. Achan had been warned twice, Deuteronomy 7:25, Joshua 6:18 19, not to crave the riches of Jericho. But he gave in to a delightful desire, chamad, Joshua 7:21. Achan's sin brought judgment upon the whole nation, Joshua 7:5 15, until he was executed, Joshua 7:25 26. God does not tolerate covetousness. The Bible is clear. Those who covet are never satisfied. Psalm 78:23 through 37. And have leanness sent to their souls. Psalm 106:13 through 15. May our Lord protect us from giving in to the lust of the flesh. 1 John 2:16.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.